弟兄姊妹把圣经放到约翰福音十四章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn in your Bibles to John 14.
十四章，我们今天念的经文是十五节到二十四节，这十节经文。
We'll be looking at verses 15 to 20.
十五到二十四。
Verses 15 to 24.
我想请弟兄念单数节，姊妹念双数节。
And brothers, please read the odd verses, and sisters, please read the even verses.
青少年直接你就拿英文念。
And you please read the English.
约翰福音十四章十五节，弟兄请，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
我要求父，父就应该差遣你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，
就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
我不必让你们为孤儿，我必叫你们圣才。
还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
犹大说，主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
不爱我的人就不遵守我的道，你们所听见的道不是我的，乃人差我来之父的道。
好，我们记得做祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us your precious word.
因着你的话语，我们在地上知道如何活。
But through your word, we might know how we ought to live here on earth.
若没有你的话语，我们就是迷失的羊。
And if it weren't for your word, we would be as lost sheep.
求你赐给我们心智，让我们紧紧抓住你的话语。
Would you give us a firm conviction that we would grasp your word tightly?
遵循你的话语。
That we would do according to your word.
过一个有意义的人生。
That we would live a life of purpose.
荣耀你名的人生。
A life that brings glory to you.
也是被你所纪念的人生。
A life that is remembered by you.
求你帮助我们。
And would you bless us?
我们这样祷告不会奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们约翰福音十四章，我们今天开始第五讲。
And so we are now starting with the fifth sermon on John chapter 14.
在讲第五讲之前，我想要回顾一下前面四讲的内容。
And so, before I would like to first summarize the first four.
约翰福音十四章的第一到第七节，我讲了两个讲。
And so there's two points in the sermon on verses 1-7.
当主耶稣告诉门徒他要离开他们的时候，他的门徒就忧愁起来。
And so when the Lord Jesus said that he would leave the disciples were troubled.
耶稣叫他们不要忧愁，因为耶稣告诉他们，他离开是与他们有益的。
Jesus told them not to be troubled because it was good for them that he would leave.
主耶稣离开与他们有益，主耶稣是指他为他们要上十字架。
When Jesus said he would leave, this meant that he would go on the cross for them.
他要在十字架上为我们这些罪人的罪付上十字架。
And so, going to the cross, he would pay the ultimate price for the penalty for sin.
因为罪人是无法来到父上帝面前的。
Because sinners are unable to come before the Heavenly Father.
当我们付上了赎价，我们成为义人的时候，我们才具有进入上帝面前的资格。
Only when the price of sin is paid can sinners come before the Heavenly Father.
所以说，当主耶稣在十字架上成就了救恩，使我们这些信的人具备了进入天国的资格。
Or we can say that it is through the cross, the salvation on the cross, that those who believe have now the right to enter the kingdom of God.
主耶稣在这里也说，他是进入天国的道路。
And here Jesus says that he is the way to the heavenly kingdom.
那不是一般的，我们思想社会上的现在的现实世界的道路。
So this is not like the average earthly kind of way or path.
这是一条属灵的道路。
This is a spiritual path.
在这条道路上有真理，有生命。
On this path, on this way, there is truth and life.
我在讲道的时候讲过，唯有行在这条路上的人，主耶稣应许他必来接他们进入父上帝的家中。
I said before that it is only those who walk on this path that Jesus will bring with him and take to himself to their heavenly home.
我讲道的时候特别强调，我们自己要审查自己行没有行在这条路上。
And so, in my sermon, I told us to reflect on whether or not we ourselves are actually on this road.
我们不要在那边听那些假教师所宣传的。你信主以后，你就可以进天国了。你坐在家里等着花桥来抬你吧。
And so, of course, we will not listen to those false prophets that say, "Oh, once you believe in Jesus, then you will be in heaven, and you can just stay at home and wait until they come to get you."
这不是圣经启示的。
This is not in accord with the revelation of God.
上帝没有这样告诉我们。
God did not tell us this.
上帝告诉我们，我们要行在去往天国的路上，我们自己走，怎么走也走不到，最后还主耶稣要在这条路上接我们走。
And so here the Bible tells us that we must be on this path, and yet no matter how we walk on this, we still need the Lord to bring us.
当你没行在这条路上，主耶稣接与主耶稣是不会相遇的。
And so if we do not walk on this path, then we will not meet the Lord Jesus.
你在家里躺在床上，你说主耶稣来接我，抬花轿来接我，这是不可能的。
And so if you lie in bed at home and you want the Lord Jesus to take you to Himself, that is impossible.
所以主耶稣在圣经里一直强调，我去的那条路你们是知道的。
So this is why Jesus emphasized that the path that I'm on, you know it.
主耶稣为什么告诉门徒你们是知道这条路的？
Why did Jesus tell the disciples, you know this way?
如果主耶稣到你家里来接你，主耶稣说你不需要知道这条路，哦，你在家等着就行。
Otherwise, Jesus would say, oh yeah, you can just stay home. It doesn't matter. Just wait at home.
但主耶稣一直强调你们是知道的这条路。
But Jesus keeps on emphasizing, you know this way.
所以你知道你就要走上去。
So if you know, then you must walk in it.
主耶稣从天家在这条路上迎接我们。
And so from our home in heaven, Jesus comes to take us to Himself.
而不是到我们家来接我们。
It is not to come to our homes to pick us up.
所以上帝的儿女一定是行在这条路上的人。
And so the children of God will certainly be those who walk on along this way.
如果我们还没有行在这条路上，你怎么样说我是基督徒，我受洗的，我是基督徒，没用。
So if you are not on this way, then it doesn't matter if you say, "Oh, I'm a Christian or I've been baptized." It is pointless and useless.
主耶稣再来的时候，我们是无法和主耶稣相遇的。
In this way, when Jesus comes again, then we will not be able to meet him.
你没有遇到主耶稣，主耶稣怎么接你去天家？
And if you do not meet Jesus, how will he take you to himself?
所以我们必须。真正的基督徒一定是走在这条路上的基督徒。
But Christians are those who walk along this path.
也唯有走在这条路上的基督徒，他才能够真正的明白上帝所启示的真理。
And only those Christians who walk along this way can truly understand the truth revealed in the Bible.
只有走在这条路上的人，我们属天的生命才会慢慢的长大。
It's only when we continue along this way that our spiritual life would grow.
你说我什么也不做，我什么也我也不走，我就属灵生命就能长大？不可能。
And so, do we think that our spiritual life can grow if we just sit there and don't walk? Of course not.
第三讲我讲的是八到十一节。
And then the next sermon is verses 8 to 11.
主耶稣让这些门徒要认识他。
And here Jesus wanted the disciples to know him.
因为认识主耶稣就是认识父神了。
Because knowing Christ is knowing God.
所以走在那条路上的人就会努力去做认识耶稣。
So those who walk along the way will work hard to know Christ.
认识耶稣，认识耶稣的道，认识耶稣所启示的真理。
Knowing Christ, knowing His way, and knowing His truth.
因为你不认识耶稣，你就不知道耶稣的道在哪里。你不认识耶稣，你也不会认识父上帝。
Because if you do not know Christ, you will not know where His way is, and if you do not know Christ, you will not know the Father.
有许多时候，我们把耶稣基督的信仰看成像迷信一样。
Many times, we take our faith and it's almost as something superstitious or mystical.
哦，好像他们也在强调，哎，我们只以信为本，只要你信就可以了。
Or perhaps we make it. Oh, you know, all you need is just faith. Believe and you're set.
的确，我们信仰是只要你信就可以了。
It is true. Our faith is yes, just believe.
但是你要知道你信的是什么。
But you must know what it is you believe in.
那我信就可以了。我信什么我无所谓，我不知道。
And so, I believe, but it doesn't really matter what I believe in.
结果慢慢的，你信的就是一个假基督。
And then before you know it, you will believe in a false Christ.
东方闪电女基督来了啊！你信？你说我信啊！结果你信那个女基督。
Whether it could be different cults like the Eastern Lightning or other cults.
我们是以信入门，以信走到最后，都是以信。但是我们知道我们信的是谁，信的这个谁才是真正我们得救的确据。
And so.So when we believe, we indeed believe all the way to the end, but we know that we believe in whom? In Christ, in the true Christ.
所以我们基督徒我们信了，我们就要极力的去认识我们所信的这位耶稣基督。
And so if we believe, then we must continue to know who it is that we believe in.
认识圣经所启示的这位耶稣基督。
And knowing the Christ as revealed in the Bible.
千万不要听那些人传讲一个叫耶稣基督的，却不是圣经说的耶稣基督。你信那个，与你一点益处也没有。
So do not follow those who preach a Christ that is different from the Christ of the Bible. Believing in that kind of Christ will be of no value to you.
当我们认识圣经所启示的耶稣基督越多，我们在耶稣基督里的信心就越大。
And the more we know about Christ.As revealed in the Bible, then the greater our faith in Him will be.
只有我们认识耶稣基督了，我们也才能够真正的明白认识上帝，明白上帝的旨意。
Only when we know Christ will we understand God and understand His will for us.
认识上帝，明白上帝旨意，我们才会按照上帝的心意来服侍上帝。
And only when we know God's will we serve Him in accordance with what is pleasing to Him.
我们千万不要按照自己所想的。做自己在服侍上帝。
So we ought not to serve God in the way that we feel like.
服侍自己的情欲。
To serve our own passions.
服侍世上的钱财。
Or just to serve the worldly treasures.
服侍自己的儿女。
Or perhaps to serve our own children.
还以为自己在服侍上帝。
And yet still thinking that we are serving God.
啊，我不是说服侍儿女就不是服侍上帝。
Now I'm not saying that serving one's children is not serving God.
服侍儿女也可以是服侍上帝，就是把你儿女服侍到上帝面前才是服侍上帝。
So indeed, one can serve their children in such a way as to also serve God, and that is by bringing them before the presence of God.
把你儿女服侍到进入哈佛，却不认识上帝，你绝不是在服侍上帝。
And so if you serve your kids by bringing them to Harvard and then having them depart from the faith, then this is not serving God.
所以基督徒 好像是做同一样事，但是和非基督徒完全不一样。
So Christians might seem like they're doing the same thing, but they are actually doing something completely different from that of non-believers.
为什么不一样？
Why is it different?
因为我们明白父神的心意。
Because we understand the will of God the Father.
你不明白父神的心意，你服侍服侍就和世上一样了，同流合污了。
And so if you do not understand God's will, then even if you keep on serving, this will then become like that of the world.
我们讲到十二节到十七节，我们讲的是更大的事。
And in verses 12 to 17, we talk about the greater thing.
也就是说，你们要做比这更大的事。
Jesus said that you will do greater works than these.
我们通过解，那是讲到我们通过解经，我们知道这更大的事是指建立合乎圣经真理的教会说的。
And through our interpretation and exegesis, we see that doing these greater works is establishing a church in accordance with God's word.
我们一般的基督教里面全认为这更大的事就是传福音。
And in wider Christianity, we think the greater works is to evangelize.
但是我们解经的时候跟大家分享了，这更大的事不是指广度，不是指大。
And so, but as we have worked with the text, we saw that the greater works is not talking just about breadth or about size or magnitude.
所以不要以为耶稣基督只在以色列传福音。才有十二个门徒，现在我们做更大的事，我们要传到地级，我们有几万个门徒。
And so we are not to understand it as, oh, Jesus only preached to Israel and he had 12 disciples, but now we preach to the end of the earth and we have thousands upon thousands of disciples.
就认为我们做的是比耶稣更大的。
And so therefore then we are doing something greater, a greater work than Jesus.
这个更大的字是指深度讲的。
This greater work, this greatness is about depth.
指这件事的位分重要性来讲的。
This is talking about the importance, the value of this work.
所以耶稣在地上没有建立教会，他上十字架以后有形的教会才产生，圣灵降临以后才产生。
So Jesus did not establish a church while he was walking the earth, but it was through his death on the cross.That the church was able to be established.
所以我们基督徒是做耶稣在世上还没有做的事，我们做事，这个事就是更大的事。
And so Christians are to do the work that Jesus himself did not do while on earth, and this is the greater work.
就像保罗所说的，他做要做补满耶稣肉身时的欠缺。
And this is what Paul said. He said that he was fulfilling and filling up the sufferings of Christ's body.
过去哇，保罗怎么说这话？耶稣还有欠缺吗
？And at first we might have thought, what is Paul saying that there's something lacking in Christ's suffering?
因为耶稣没上十字架前，圣灵没有降临，我们地上没有有形的教会。
Because prior to Jesus going to the cross, prior to the Holy Spirit coming down, there was no church here on earth.
有形教会的形成必须是耶稣在十字架上成就救恩之后。
And so to have a church, a true church established, it would have to be after Jesus accomplished salvation for us on the cross.
所以十二节经文是怎么说的
？So what does verse 12 say?
我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的也要做。
Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do.
我所做的是信我的也要做。
What I do, those who believe in me will also do.
当耶稣做的是信的人在做，就不是更大的事。
But if what Jesus is doing and we also do, then it is not a greater work.
但是也要做。
But we still have to do it.
后面主耶稣紧接着说，并要做比这更大的事。
But then Jesus also adds, and greater works than these will he do.
因为因此可以说，这更大的事是耶稣没有做的事。
Or again, we can clarify the greater works are the works that Jesus himself did not do.
所以我这样反复这样讲，我是告诉弟兄姊妹，我没有强解圣经。
And so I am repeating this again because I want to say that I am not misinterpreting the Bible.
圣经就是这样告诉我们的。
This is what the Bible tells us.
为什么我们能做更大的事？
And why can we do greater works than these?
耶稣紧接着说，因为我往父那里去。
And Jesus said, why? The reason is because I am going to the Father.
当耶稣坐在天父的右边为我们祷告，成就了完全成就了救恩以后，我们才能做这更大的事。
For it is only when Jesus sits at the right hand of God the Father and is praying for these works that we are then able.
现在我们清楚的知道，这更大的事就是要成立合乎圣经、合乎上帝启示的教会。
And so again, as we said, the greater works is refers to establishing a church that is in accord with God's Bible and God's revelation.
我个人的领受，这件事是最好最有力的真正的服侍上帝。
And so in accordance with what I received, I am convinced that this is the most important thing to do, the best way to serve God.
为什么这么说？
Why do I say this?
因为这是主耶稣离世的之前托付给门徒们需要去做的事。
Because this is the thing that Jesus told his disciples to do, and this isright before he would depart from this world.
除非我们还有别的主耶稣明显的托付给门徒，你必须你要去做这件事。
Or are there any other duties that Jesus has left behind for his disciples?
所以主耶稣要我们做的事，是主耶稣自己暂时没有做的，因为他没有上十字架，还没有成就救恩，还没有赐下圣灵。
So Jesus has his disciples do greater works because these are works he has not done, because he has not yet gone to the cross and his Holy Spirit has not yet come down.
所以说第十二节经文就是说，因为我往父那里去，唯有主耶稣去到父那里，地上有形的教会才能够建立起来。
And he says, because I'm going to the Father. So it is only when he goes to the Father can there be a church established here on earth.
所以建立一个合乎圣经的教会，这是主耶稣托付，也应该是上帝的心意。
And so to establish this church, it is Jesus' call, and of course, this is certainly then the will of the Father.
所以我们在地上有一个很大的使命，就是要建立一个圣洁、公义的有形教会。
And so we have a great call here on earth to establish a holy, pure, and righteous church.
因为那是一件最蒙上帝喜悦的侍奉。因为这是主耶稣要我们去做的更大的事。
And this is a great service pleasing to God because this is the call, this is Jesus' call to us.
今天在基督教里的门徒们似乎忘记了主耶稣所托付我们的这更大的事。
And frequently in wider Christianity, many Christians have forgotten and departed from this great call.
所以我们举目看去，在地上真正合乎上帝心意的教会少而又少。
And so this is why if we actually lift up our eyes and look around, we will see that actual churches that are pleasing to God and in accordance with God's word, they are very, very rare indeed.
也正是因为没有这样强力的持守真理的教会，所以基督徒的生命就不深厚。
And because these Christians have not been following in the truth revealed in the Bible, then we can see that their lives do not have any depth to them.
基督徒的生命全是飘在水面上的。
And so many Christians' lives is like floating just above the waters.
我爱基督。
I love Jesus.
我跟随基督。
I follow Jesus.
基督爱我。
Jesus loves me.
就是这些原因。
And only these slogans, and that's about all they have. This is like floating on the water.
基督教的河是一个非常宽的河床。
And but the actual river of teaching that Jesus teaches is actually wide and deep.
然而这个河床里的水没有没过我们的脚脖子。
And we see that this sometimes we think that this water doesn't even go past our ankles.
所以每一个人都可以跳到这个河里去躺手。
And so everyone can wade into this shallow water. This is shallow water.
躺水意思就是说你进去了，我是基督徒，我躺在水里了，我是基督徒了。
Oh, and so this is something that they can even just float in. They can just lie down and float in, and easily say, "Oh, I'm a Christian."
因为只有脚脖子这么深的水，所以说从来不会威胁到我们的老生命。我们该怎么活还能怎么活，无所谓。
And because this is very shallow, then this is only ankle deep, then this will not endanger or put at risk our old life, so we can still continue to live just as we like.
所有在亚当里的旧生命，称为基督徒的人，在亚当里的旧生命还是在那么好好的活着。
So our old man in Adam, in that sinful old life, is still able to live just fine.
其实虽然躺在水里，但是没有走上主耶稣的道路。
And so these people perhaps lie in this supposedly shallow waters of Christ, and yet they have not walked, or they are not walking in Christ's way.
我在这里提醒弟兄姊妹，不要到主耶稣再来的时候，哎呀，主耶稣为什么不来接我啊？我也是躺在基督的河里的人啊。
And so, I'm warning you because we do not want Jesus to come back. And if you're still waiting in Jesus' river, then when he comes back, then you suddenly ask yourself, why does he not come to get me?
到那时候，你再跟主耶稣说，哎呀，我是奉你的名啊。
And at that time, when you say to Jesus, oh, I did all things in your name.
基督的水都摸过我的脚脖子了。
And then the waters of Jesus have indeed passed over my ankles.
到那时候基督说我不认识你，那时候就再悔改就晚了。
And at that time Jesus said, I do not know you, then it is too late to repent then.
所以建立一个合神心意的教会，持守真理的教会，将真理传讲出来的教会，是一件相当重要的事情。
And so this is why it is so important to establish a church that is establishing God's truth.
使基督徒的生命真的很深厚在真理中。
So that the Christians' lives can be broad and deep.
我下面要分享的也是有关这个事情。
And what I'm about to share with you all, it is related to this.
张宏强长老这次回来分享一件事情。
And then this time when Elder Hsu Young came and shared something.
说珠海教会受逼迫的时候，所有成为基督教的教会全躲着他们走。和他们分开。
When Zhuhai Church when they endured persecution, all the other churches left them.
现在逼迫临到这样他们了。
And so the persecution has come upon them.
他们就跑到珠海。
And now they run back to Zhuhai Church.
你们当时候怎么办啊？
And then they ask that church, what did you do then when you were persecuted?
会发生这种状况的根本原因是因为基督教里没有传讲伸展公义的真理。
And so this would happen because the church did not talk about the righteousness.The Church of Righteousness.
基督徒不知道什么叫公义。
Christians do not know what righteousness is.
也不会生长公义。
And so then, if they do not know, then they will not grow in righteousness and justice.
所以他们也不会为公义而去征战。
And so then, of course, they will not fight for justice or righteousness.
只有到自己的利益受到损害了。
Only when their self-interest is endangered.
感觉我被别人管着、挟住了，我没自由了。
When we start realizing, oh, we are now being controlled by others, and our freedom is taken away.
才会起来征战。
Only then will we stand up to fight.
其实那时候的征战不一定是为公义而征战。
And at that time, perhaps that conflict and that battle is not for righteousness and justice.
更多的时候，这样的征战是为了自我。
And more often than not, those time of fighting is really for ourselves.
教会都不生长公义、公平，教会也不会成为世上的盐和光。
And so if the church is not established and does not grow in righteousness and justice, then it will not be as salt and light to this world.
我为什么要讲到这一点？
And why do I bring this up?
因为现在的基督徒对世界、对社会都没有什么影响了。
Because right now Christians have no effect or witness to this society.
特别是在一个践踏人尊严的社会。
And especially in a human society.
原本最受人尊敬的职业，现在变成了危险的职业。
And so what was a human-centered society, it is now more dangerous.
我们在北美都知道。
And we know this in North America.
最被人尊敬的职业是什么？
And what is the most esteemed profession?
是什么？三个职业。我到美国来，我就听别人说，在美国这三个职业最受人尊敬的。
And so it's three professions. This is when I came to the United States. This is what I heard.
拯救人灵魂的牧师，医治人身体的医师，保卫人生命的律师，是最受人尊敬的。
And so the greatest teams are the pastors who save people's souls, the doctors who save people's bodies, and also the lawyers who protect people.
为什么？
Why?
因为人是有尊严的。
Because humans have dignity.
因为人的尊严，所以说拯救人灵魂的牧师就被别人尊重了。
Because humans have dignity and value, therefore, the pastors who are in the business of saving people's souls, they are esteemed.
因为人有尊严，所以说 拯救医治人身体的医师就有尊严了。
And because humans are valuable and have dignity, therefore doctors who heal people's bodies are esteemed.
同样，因为人有尊严，所以说保捍卫人生命的律师就有尊严了。
And so because humans are valuable, then lawyers that protect humans, they are also esteemed.
原本受人尊敬的职业，一旦人失去了应该有的尊严，这些职业就不再重要了。
And once humans were no longer valued or were considered as having dignity, then these three professions are no longer esteemed.
所以拯救人、拯救灵魂、医治身体、保护生命的这些职业都成为了危险职业。
And so, any career that is about saving souls or healing bodies or protecting people, they are now no longer esteemed but are considered dangerous.
因为人没被到，没有尊严。
Because there is no value or dignity left for humans.
所以说，当你说我要去拯救人的灵魂，
and when you say I want to save people's souls,
有些人就认为你开玩笑，人算什么？我才重要。
And people will say,
你拯救人灵魂，我受死你。
And then these people will say, this is foolish for you to try to save people's souls. That's not important. I am important.
你律师要保卫人的尊严。
And then if you are here to, as a lawyer to try to protect people's dignity.
所以律师开始失踪了。
And so lawyers start to go astray.
牧师开始进监狱了。
And a pastor started going into prison.
现在跑。医学院的学生已经不是一流的学生，靠医学院。
And so now, students in medical schools, they are no longer the top students.
一流的学生已经不学医了。
And the best students no longer go to study medicine.
因为人没有尊严，无所谓啊，死该死该活，有什么了不起啊
？Because humans don't have dignities, so if people die, then so be it. What's the big deal?
所以现在的社会就进入到这种状况。
The society has now devolved into this state.
人已经不能把自己当人活在世上。
Humans no longer live as humans with dignity here on earth.
你要把自己作为人活在世上，别人就要受死。
And if you try to live as in a dignified human way, then people will start to work against you.
所以当一个教会不知道伸展公义，
and then when the church does not grow in terms of righteousness and justice,
不能为公义发声的时候，
and when so an injustice happens,
善良的人只是一个一个的个体，
and then these people will be dispersed.
你个体就是被别人一个一个收拾，
and so as you are split and scattered, then you one by one you will beyou'll be taken care of.
你就被欺负。
And you will be mistreated.
你就被迫害。
You'll be persecuted.
现在国内还有背旅游，什么叫背旅游啊？
And then there's also something in China that.
所以旅游就是你不想旅游，但是你必须出去旅游。
And a forced vacation where you have to.
被生病。
Being forced to travel and to leave.
被生病，你没有病，我能把你送医院去，结果死了。
Or there's another thing where someone tells people that they are considered sick and forced to go to the hospital for treatment.
也就是被死亡，你死了也就被死亡了，你不是你自己想死的，就是让你死的。
And then therefore you are essentially forced to be put to death.
我记得文化大革命中有一句话说，第一个吃螃蟹的人是非常有勇气的人。
And so there's a time during the Cultural Revolution that the first to eat crabs is the most courageous.
现在我要说，在这个悖逆的社会中，能够出来伸张公义的人是要有勇气的。
And so in this society, one who pursues righteousness and justice, they are the most courageous.
你在这个悖逆的社会里，你要出来伸张公义，你要付出代价的。
In this twisted generation, when you seek after righteousness, you will have to be able to be ready to pay the price.
甚至是生命的代价。
And even to pay up even your own life.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们首先，我不要，我这么是比较落后，不要很大的心智啊，我要为社会什么，我没到那时候，我们自己没到那时候，我们首先要在教会里面来持守伸张公义。
And perhaps I'm not as advanced as a pastor, and so I'm not here for us to change the change society, but instead to start working in the church and working toward righteousness and justice.
我们在教会里操练为公义征战。
And so in the church we can begin practicing fighting for righteousness and justice.
学会有关什么是公义的真理。
And start learning of what is the righteousness, what is the truth concerning righteousness.
我们会了，知道什么是公义，能够分辨善与恶。在教会中有公义可言的时候，教会才能够成为社会中的盐和光。
And so it's only when we can learn right from wrong, justice from injustice, can we then be a salt and light to this society.
如果在教会里都是恶人当道
，and if even in the churches injustice reigns，
公义得不到彰显
，and justice and righteousness cannot be displayed，
我们就不要说啊，我们要为社会上的公义去伸张。
Then of course then we would not be able to say oh let us fight for justice in society。
总体来说，我们先要管理好自己。
So we must then begin by working within ourselves, within these walls.
回顾有点多了啊，所以说约翰福音实际上告诉我们，第一，一个行走主耶稣道路的人，他必须竭力认识自己的救主耶稣。
And so again, to wrap things up, in terms of this intro, those who walk along.Who will walk along this way must grow in their knowledge of their Lord Jesus.
第二，他要有奉于主耶稣的托付，建立圣洁公义的教会。
And then they must also follow Jesus' call to establish churches that are holy and that are righteous and just.
因为只有这样的教会才会造就圣徒。使基督徒成为世上的盐和光。
Only such churches would equip the saints that they might be salt and light in this world.
好，我们回到今天的经文。
And so now we come to today's passage.
今天这十节经文，主耶稣三次提到要遵守他的命令。
And so here, three times Jesus says that they must keep his commandments.
有一次提到，不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。
In one place he says that those who do not love me do not keep my commandments.
这样看来，有关遵循他命令的问题四次被提到。
So we see that the question of faithfulness is mentioned.
第一次被提到在十五节。
The first time is in verse 15 of those who keep his commandments.
主耶稣说：“你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。”
Jesus Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
在第十五节的下文，十六到二十节，主耶稣告诉我们，遵守他命令的人，他会得到属灵的益处。
And in verses 16 to 20, Jesus tells him the spiritual benefits that will come to those who obey his commandments.
第一个益处就是主耶稣差遣来的真理的圣灵会永远与他同在。
The first is that they will receive the Spirit of truth who will be with them forever.
这是不遵守主耶稣命令的人得不着的。
This is something that those who do not keep his commandments, this is something that they will not be able to have.
圣经说那些得不到的人是因为不见他也不认识他。
And the Bible tells us that they do not receive the Spirit because they do not meet, they have not come to Jesus nor know him.
第二处益处是在第十九节说。
And the second spiritual benefit is in verse 19.
还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我。
Yet a little while, the world will see me no more, but you will see me.
我们要知道，这里不多的时候是指最近会发生的事情。
And of course, this is what will happen soon. Yet a little while.
因此，我们就说，主耶稣是指着他复活以后的事情。
And so here we can see that Jesus is referring to his things to happen after his resurrection.
从死里复活的耶稣，世人是看不见的。唯有跟随主耶稣的门徒们，遵守主耶稣命令的人，才能够看见。
And so here, then after the resurrection, it is those of the world do not see Jesus, but those who do know Jesus will see him.
他们与主耶稣四十天中多次的看到了复活的主耶稣与复活的主耶稣相遇。
And so the disciples of Jesus were able to see Jesus a few times or many times after he was resurrected.
并且经文继续说，到那日你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
And Jesus goes on to say in verse 20, in that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
我们要清楚地知道这里所说的到那日就不是指不堕的时候的那个时间说的。
And then of course, when we talk about in that day, then this is about the time that is soon.
如果到那日是指不堕时间那个时间说的，就没有必要说到那日了。
It is not related to, it is a different time than the soon, the yet a little while. For if it were in that same time, then if it were the same time frame, Jesus would not have to say in that day.
第二十节的经文可以直接连在十九节后经文后面。
And so verse 20 can naturally follow up with verse 19.
这样经文就变成了可以这样表达：你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
So if it were referring to the same time frame, then it could go like this. Yet a little while the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will also live, and you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
所以当我们把到那日这几个字去掉以后，经文的意义完全和过去不一样。
So if we remove the in that day, then the whole meaning of the verse would change.
所以到那日不是指最近要发生的事情。
So that in that day is not referring to the yet a little while.
我们知道圣经经常用那日指主耶稣再来的日子。
And frequently in the Bible, in that day refers to Jesus' return.
因此我们要在这里说，主耶稣在这里告诉我们，遵守他命令的人，不仅在他复活的时候能够见到他，并且在主耶稣再来的日子，他会在我们里面。
And so we can see that then the Bible is teaching us that it is when Jesus comes again that on that day, we will see that we are in that Jesus is in us and we in him.
主耶稣在父上帝里面，我们在主耶稣里面，主耶稣也在我们里面。在今生遵行主耶稣命令的人，那是一种什么样的福分？
So what kind of blessing and standing is it for those of us who follow Jesus' commandments? So what does it mean for us that Jesus is in the Father and we are in him and he in us?
这是我们无法想象的福分。
And this is a kind of a blessed status that we cannot even wrap our minds around.
到第二十一节，主耶稣再次说， 有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
And verse 21 goes on to say, whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
首先我们知道经文告诉我们，遵守主耶稣命令的人，那是爱主耶稣的人。
So those who has his commandments and keeps them, those are the ones who love Jesus.
所以我们说我们爱主耶稣，不要光说我们爱主耶稣。你爱主耶稣，你就要遵行主耶稣的命令。
So if we say we love Jesus, we should not just say it only, but we ought to obey his commandments.
你只是在语言上说我爱主耶稣，那不是真正的爱主耶稣。
So if we only say with our mouths we love Jesus, then that is not truly loving Jesus.
唯有在行为上表现出来我们遵行主耶稣命令的人，才是真正的爱主耶稣的人。
It is only when we also live it out and keep his commandments that we truly love Jesus.
主耶稣在这里说，一个遵守他命令的人，父上帝也爱他，并且要向他显现。
And he says that if those who obey his commandments and keep themwill be loved by his Father.
我们许多时候会把显现这个字认为可以看到。
And will be loved by his Father and manifested, and Jesus will manifest himself to them. And all happens when we think of the word manifest, it is about seeing.
但是二十一节这个显现绝不是仅仅是看到。
But of course, in verse 21, manifest is not strictly only about seeing.
因为二十二节到二十四节这三节经文。主耶稣对进一步诠释了向我们显现这个真正的意义。
Because here, verses 22 to 24, Jesus tells us the meaning of manifest.
二十二节，犹大提出一个问题：为什么向我们显现，不向世人显现
？And Judas, not Iscariot, says to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?"
二十三节，耶稣回答了这个问题。
And Jesus answers this question in verse 23.
但我们看的时候好像没有正面的回答这个问题。
And it seems like Jesus did not directly answer this question.
二十三节主耶稣两次强调，人如重复前面两次强调，人如爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他。
Here Jesus emphasizes by repeating what he said earlier. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him.
所以说这个前提是很重要的。人如爱我，必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他。这个前提是非常重要的。前面说主耶稣已经说过两次了。主耶稣在这里，当回答犹大说为什么不向世人显现的时候，主耶稣再一次把这个问题提出来。
And so the condition is important to keep Jesus' commandments because he already said it twice and he once again repeats here.
所以在这个前提下才有后面的并且，并且是对二十一节并且向他显现的进一步说明。
And so therefore we need to have a condition in order to understand the condition of loving Jesus and then we can understand the result.
在二十三节这里主耶稣说，并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
And Jesus says that indeed we will come to him and make our home with him.
所以向门徒显现这件事表示门徒要到父上帝那里去与上帝同住。
And so to have Jesus manifest himself to someone means that that person will be taken to live with God.
就像十四章刚开始的时候，耶稣说了，父上帝那里有许多房子。
Just like chapter 14 said that there are many rooms with the Father.
遵行主耶稣命令的人具有住那个房子的资格。
So it's only those who follow God's Jesus' commandments have the right to go to those rooms.
不遵行主耶稣命令的人，房子是空着的，但是你没有资格搬进去。
And so for those who do notobey the commandments of Jesus, then even though the rooms are vacant, there is no way, there is no right to enter into those rooms.
只有遵守主耶稣命令的人，就是那些行走在主耶稣道路上的人，这样的人才能够去到父上帝那里。
It is only those who obey God's commandments, Jesus' commandments, who walk in His way, that have the right to enter those rooms and to come before God.
与上帝同住，到那日 上帝的救恩完全的在基督徒身上得以成全。
And only then will they have the right to live with God, and only the only then will we see that the salvation of God is fully manifest and complete.
就是罗马书八章二十三节所说的。
And this is what we are told in Romans 8 verse 23.
八章二十三节说，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得儿子的名分，乃是我们身体得赎。
Romans 8 verse 23, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
我们知道保罗说这句话是指最后救恩完全的成全。
Here, Paul is talking about the consummation, the fulfillment of God's salvation.
那完全得赎的身体是一个没有病痛、不会死亡、永远活着的身体。
And that redeemed and that new body, the redeemed body, is one that will endure no pain or suffering and cannot die.
我们有信心接受认识主耶稣这句话吗？
And do we have the faith to trust in Jesus and believe him at his word?
我们有信心认同保罗在罗马书所说的这句话吗？
And do we have the faith to trust in Jesus and believe what he says, what Paul says in Romans 8?
如果我们真的有信心认同圣经所说的这些话，
And if we truly have the faith to believe in what the Bible says here,
你认同了，你再回头看世界全是粪土。
Then if you truly believe this, when you look at this world, you will see it's nothing but rubbish.
你如果看世界还不是粪土，就像潘永光牧师所说的，我还想在这里活五百年，那你还是没有真正的认同圣经里所说的这些话。
So if you still live in this world and it does not look like rubbish, or as Pastor Pan says, if you still want to live about 500 years here, then you do not truly believe the words.Here in Scripture.
真正接受圣经里所说话的人，完全你的世界观、人生观、价值观完全不一样。你看世界，完全再也不是你信主之前看的那个世界了。
And so, if we truly believe in the Bible, then our whole worldview, thinking, and understanding will completely change. We will no longer look at the world in the same way we did before believing in God.
第二十四节主耶稣说，不爱我的人就不是。遵守我的道。
And verse 24, Jesus says, "Whoever does not love me does not keep my words."
所以我们要注意了，主耶稣已经在这里说了，不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。如果我们不遵守主的道，就是说明我们是一个不爱主耶稣的人。
And here Jesus says, "Whoever does not love me does not keep my words." So if we do not keep his words, then we do not love him.
我要回到这里，主耶稣的道在哪里？
And so we return to the question, where is Jesus' way?
我们不要把道这个字想得很空，就是道这个字。
And so we shouldn't think that the word that way is an empty, meaningless word.
主耶稣的道就是这本圣经。
And Jesus's way is this Bible.
如果我们不遵循这本圣经所教导的，我们就是不爱主耶稣。
If we do not keep the teaching of Scripture, then we do not love Jesus.
如果我们不照着圣经所教训的生活，我们不要欺骗自己。
If we do not live in accordance with the Bible, then we ought not to lie to ourselves.
我们是得不到永远生命。
And so we will not be able to receive the life.
如果我们不遵守主圣经这个教导，我们也不会与上帝同住。
And if we do not follow the teaching of Scripture, we will not be able to live and dwell with the Father.
因为主耶稣紧接着说，你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来，是父的道。
Because Jesus says, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me.
主耶稣在这里清楚地告诉我们，他是父上帝救恩的成就者。
Here Jesus is saying that he is the one who will accomplish God's salvation.
约翰福音四章三十四节，主耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来的旨意，做成他的功。
And Jesus says in John,that his food is to do the will of, is to do the will of his father.
约翰福音十四章第十节我们已经念过的，耶稣告诉门徒，我对你们所说的话不是凭自己说，乃是住在我里面父做他自己的事。
And in 14 verse 10, the word that I say to you, I do not speak on my authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works.
因此我们要清楚地知道，整个救恩是父上帝完整的设计计划。
And so we see that all along this salvation is the plan, is planned by God.
而主耶稣只是讲父上帝所计划的做成了，便必显明给我们看。
And Jesus is the one who will accomplish this and manifest the will of the Father.
所以我们遵守主耶稣的命令，就是行在上帝的救赎之计划之内。
And so therefore to do the works of Jesus and to obey his commandments is to walk in the will of the Heavenly Father.
当然只有我们行在父上帝的计划之内，最后我们才能达到父上帝为我们所设计的目的地。
So it is only when we follow God's will we be able to obtain the inheritance, the destination that God has willed for us.
这个目的地就是在天上与父上帝同住。
And of course, his destination is to be in heaven with, dwelling with God the Father.
耶稣基督的福音是非常简单的。
Jesus' gospel is very simple.
它是以信为本的信仰。
And this is a gospel of faith.
而且这个信也是上帝赐给我们的。
And this is the faith that even God gives to us.
我们只要信，就得到永生。
And if we believe, we will have eternal life.
这是许多时候我们没有真正的信。
But so often we do not actually believe.
因为我们看了圣经，看过了，只是看过了。
Because when we read the Bible, it's just to read it and turn the page.
如果我们真信这是上帝的话，是上帝救赎计划里的话语。我们看过了就不会说看过了就看过了。
If we truly believe that this is God's word and this shows reveals to us the salvation of God, then we will not just quickly skim over this.
我们看过了，我们就会意识到我们看过的东西是需要我们去遵守的。
Then we'll see that what we read over is something that we must do and keep.
只有当我们愿意去遵守的时候，我们才会看过了，然后积极的、主动的。去遵守主耶稣的命令。
It is only when we understand that this is something we must keep and observe, then we will work hard to obey these commandments.
不然的话，上帝的话永远摆在圣经里面是一个摆设。
And then otherwise, God's word will just be something in Scripture and something that will not affect our lives.
我们遇到任何的事情，我们呢就习惯了按照自己以往的方式去处理。
And so if we face any trials or hardships, then we will revert back to our old ways to solve issues.
遵守主耶稣的命令是以我们对上帝话语的信心为根基的。
And so this is only in keeping Jesus' commandments, this is the root and foundation for our walk with Him.
我们要坚信上帝的话是信实的，是绝不会落空的。
And we must believe that God's word is faithful and will not return void.
上帝话语的命令也是真实的。
And his call for us is also very real.
他应许我们将来的事情也是信实的。
And what he commands us is also very real.
所以说只要我们遵循他的命令，上帝的应许是绝不会落空的。
And so if we keep his commandments, then God's promise to us will not be empty.
所以说现在我们开始讨论的是我们怎样去遵守上帝的命令。
And so then we ought to discuss how it is that we can keep God's commandments.
遵守主耶稣的命令，遵行上帝的话，不是我们救人的习惯。
And so to keep God's commandments, to live out God's word, this is not habits of the old man.
不要思想，我们天生就是喜欢上帝的话。
Because it's not that we naturally are inclined to love God's word.
天生的人没有一个喜欢上帝的话。
There is not one natural person that loves God's word.
天生的人习惯就抵挡上帝的话。
And the natural bent of the person is to go against God's word.
我们旧人的习惯就是按照我们罪人的样本相来做事。
And our old nature is to do all things in accordance with what we want.
所以遵守主耶稣命令，遵行上帝的话，这是需要我们基督徒操练的。
So to keep God's commandments to live out God's word and its principles, this is something that requires training in and practicing.
我们基督徒不断操练，怎么样去可以明白上帝的话，去遵行上帝的话，行出上帝的话语。
And so we need to continue to practice and what it means to keep God's word and to keep His commandments.
或许有的人刚信主说啊，我喜欢上帝的话。
Perhaps some people who are new believers say, yeah, you know, I do love God's word.
早上起来翻圣经一翻，哇，上帝对我说话。
Oh, and then I wake up in the morning, and I turn to God's word. Wow, Jesus, God is speaking to me.
早上看到一段经文，就哇，上帝对我说话了，然后就以这个经文，以这段经文为自己今天的行为标准。
And then you use this word of God as today's standard for conduct.
当然。慢慢的，基督徒也会觉得，哎，这样好像不对啊。
And slowly, Christians will realize, oh, this is not right.
然后就改变方式。
And then they will change their ways.
遵守主耶稣的命令，变成了我们自己看圣经的时候，哇，对这上帝这一句话，我特别有感动，特别有好感，特别认同。
And then later, when we read God's word, we will say, this passage is especially, especially meaningful and impactful to me, and it makes sense to me.
我们就会遵循上帝这一句话。
And then we'll believe God, and we'll keep this passage.
照着圣经这一句话去做。
And then we will live our lives in accord with this particular passage.
并且认定我在遵守上帝的命令，耶稣的命令。
And then and firmly commit to living out God's word.
其实如此遵守耶稣基督的命令，会陷入一个误区。
But there lies a potential problem in terms of how to keep God's command.
这个误区就是有一些经文我们会非常自然的越过去。
And the problem here is that there will be some passages in the Bible that we will just skip over.
我说越过去，不是说我们特意把它越过去。
And when I say we skip over.It does not mean we necessarily intentionally do so.
只是很自然的、无意的，就这么越过去。
But rather, instead, perhaps accidentally, we will just happen to skip over it.
我们无意很快就越过去的经文，你如果说你发现有这样的情况的话，你回去，你越过去的经文，你好好去看，你就会发现这个经文所讲的与我原本的。观念是不相符合的。
And so, if we find ourselves skipping over this passage and we go back and we read it slowly, we will see that this passage it goes against what we originally thought.
因为它和我们原本的想法不吻合，所以我们很快就越过去。
And because this part of the Bible, because it does not match our old inclinations, our old understanding, then we'll skip over it very easily.
那往往就是这些与我们观念不符合、与我们的心意不相合的信息，正是我们最需要的信息。
But actually, it is these passages that go against our natural inclinations and our old thoughts. These are the passages that we most need.
所以我们读经的时候，然后。看到哇，很快就读过去了。
So if we read the Bible and then, wow, you know, we read through this so quickly.
你读完这一章以后，你看我这一章哪一段经文是很快读过去的
？Then we need to look at this chapter and go, wow, you know, what passages did we just really quickly rush through?
你要返回来，很快读过去的经文，你要仔细的读。
And then the passages that we skimmed over quickly, we need to slow down and reread those very passages.
认真的读。
And we need to carefully read it.
细细的想。
And we need to think in a very critical way.
往往许多时候就是这些经文改变我们的生命。
And it is, and many times it is these passages that will change our lives.
所以，用这种方法来遵循主耶稣命令的，特别注意，就是圣经中那些不被我们重视的、会忽略的经文，更要引起我们的重视。不要轻易的放过它。
And so therefore, then we must be careful to spend careful attention on those passages that we quickly skim over.
我们要认真的阅读默想这段经文，对造就我们属灵的生命会大有益处。
And so we will need to slow down and slowly meditate on these passages, and this will be of great spiritual aid to us.
遵守基督命令的最好方法是掌握整本圣经的真理。
And so the best way to keep Jesus' commandments is to know the whole Bible.
根据整本圣经的真理来更新自己的世界观、人生观和价值观。
And to use the truth that is in the whole of Scripture to continue to renew and transform our understanding, our lives, and our worldview.
当我们这三个观被圣经的真理所完全改变的时候。
And so when these things, when our life and our worldview, when all this is changed by the Bible,
我们的行为基本上都能够遵守基督的命令。
Then our actions and our deeds will essentially be able to follow God's to follow Jesus' commandments and calling.
而且我们遵守的不是圣经字句里的意思。
And then what we follow is not just the letter of.The letter of the word.
所遵守的是圣经的经义，是真理。
But it would be the truth of God's word.
我们在学西敏大要理、小要理问答。
As we looked at Westminster Larger and Truer Confession.
大小要理问答对圣经十诫的诠释，给了我们一个很好的范例。
And so we see that their understanding of Scripture is of great help to us.
上帝的话语、上帝的命令需要从正反两个方面去解读的。
And so there are two ways from which we need to understand God's word.
我们知道十诫中有吩咐我们去遵守的内容。
And so of course there is that content that tells that we must keep.
同时也有禁止我们的内容。
There are also the words that tell us of things not to do.
如果我们以这样的模式去研读圣经，去好好默想圣经。
As if we use these two ways to think through the Bible.
圣经所告诉我们的真理不再是平面的、文字的。
Then no longer will Scripture's teaching be just simply literal.
而成为立体的、可操作的真理。
But this will be something more well-rounded and well-rounded and up-to-date.
因为它有需要我们去做的，和禁止我们去做的。
Because then the Word of God will reveal to us things that we ought to do and things that we ought not to do.
立体的真理向我们展现。
And then this three-dimensional, this full-orbed truth will be revealed to us.
比如圣经多处教训我们，要我们尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华上帝。
And so the Bible tells us that we must love the Lord with all our heart, strength, and mind, soul, and mind.
要遵循上帝这一命令，好像很容易。
And so, to obey this statement seems to be quite easy.
你要尽心、尽力、尽意爱你的上帝。
You must love the Lord God wholeheartedly.
是不是很容易？
Isn't that easy?
你再说一遍，还是这么容易？
And if you say one more time, yeah.
但爱上帝怎么样真正能够爱上帝？
But how can we actually love the Lord?
你要把这爱上帝这话语解开的话。
But once we start unraveling this and thinking about it.
我解开，就是说。你爱上帝，就要爱上帝所爱的。
And then, well, that for me, this means to love God would be to love what God loves.
这位弟兄行在上帝的旨意当中。
This brother is in walking in God's way.
做上帝所做的工。
And he does the work of God.
侍奉上帝。
He serves God.
这位弟兄是上帝所爱的。
And this brother is someone whom God loves.
我就要爱这位弟兄。
So therefore, I must love this brother.
如果有一个人在那边亵渎上帝，诬陷上帝。
And if someone is blaspheming God.
这样的人，上帝什么？是上帝所恨恶的。
And this is the person that God hates.
我就要恨恶他。
And therefore, that I must hate
him. 啊，你不要伤害我，我要爱他。
And then we cannot say, oh, I have to love him.
上帝恨恶的你爱他，你是爱上帝吗？
If we love what God hates, then are we loving God?
所以说，那些败坏教会、亵渎上帝名的人，我们要恨他。
So those who blaspheme against God, we must hate them.
如果这样的人我们不恨他
，And if we do not hate such a person,
我们根本就没有爱上帝。
Then that means we're not loving God.
耶和华上帝也是这样做的。
Because this is what God does.
有些人看旧约看不下去。
Well, some people look at the Old Testament, they are unable to keep reading it.
上帝怎么杀这么多人？
How does God kill so many people?
因为上帝爱以色列人。
Because God loves Israel.
恨以色列人，上帝全恨。
And so those who hate Israel, God hates.
很清楚，爱憎分明。
And so this is a stark reality.
所以，我们不要以为我们比上帝更义。
So let us not think that we are more righteous or just than God.
上帝恨恶的人我们也爱。
So that if what God hates, we think we can love.
我们比上帝更有爱心。
We are more loving than God.
告诉弟兄姊妹，这是不可能的。
And so I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, this is impossible.
如果可能，是因为我们心中没有义。
If this is possible, this is because there is no righteousness and justice in our hearts.
如果可能，是因为我们没爱上帝。
And if there is any possibility of this, this is because we don't love God.
所以我们要遵循耶稣基督的命令。
So we must keep Jesus' calling.
我们要将上帝的话完全清楚地解开。
We must interpret and clearly interpret and expound all of God's word.
可以成为我们可操作、可行动的真理。
So this is going to be something that we can live out in practice, a truth that we can live out every day.
当然，我以上分享怎么样来明白上帝的心意，怎么看圣经，只是我个人的领受。如果弟兄姊妹有比这更好的，你不要受到我的这种领受的限制。
And so, of course, that my explanation of what it means to live out God's word, this is my take on it. If you have an even better way, then don't be limited by my take on this.
总之，爱上帝，爱耶稣基督，遵守耶稣的命令，遵循上帝的话，不应该只是口头上的。
So, but a key point here is that loving God is and loving Jesus is not just something that we can just say easily with our lips.
如果只是口头上的，与我们奔走天路。没有实质性的意义。
And if it's just lip service, then there is no purpose in trying to walk along the heavenly way.
所以我们要靠上帝的恩典，真正的落实在我们的行为上，落实在我们的生命里面。
And so we need God's grace to actually live out this truth and have this truth apply to our own lives.
这样我们最后才能够与天父上帝同住。
And only then will we be able to, at last, be able to live with God the Father.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父上帝，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for giving us your precious word.
求你赐给我们智慧能力，能够遵行你的话语。
Would you give us the strength and wisdom to obey your word?
成为一个讨你喜悦的人。
That we might be someone who is pleasing to you.
荣耀你名的人。
And a person. Those who bring glory to you.
能为你真理而征战的人。
Those who might be able to fight for your truth.
保守带领我们。
Would you keep us and lead us?
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.